Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Hey, what do you say we both be independent together?
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Today I'm being truly independent. There's no one else here. That's why I am recording this episode in the nude. I'm just kidding. Unfortunately, Jared had a rescheduled family Christmas and my wife is still recovering from that whole fleshing bacteria thing. So I have all the excuses in the world for why I've missed the last 2 weeks. So everything's on the up and up, as you might expect. This is kind of our recap show of the end of the year, I guess. It's combination Christmas and New Year's. My plan is to give a call to everybody that's on our usual cast of characters, and we'll get a quick check-in with them and see if they agree that this was just as much of a dog shit year as I thought it was. But before we get started, I think I may have early onset Alzheimer's. I think that's the official term. I came over to my parents' house for Christmas, and I don't remember how it came up, but there came a point in which I became adamant that I was the age of 23, when in fact I am the age of 24. I don't know how it happened. The early onset Alzheimer's thing is my mom's theory. I don't know. I guess I just really want to be 23 and get made fun of like that Blink-182 song. That doesn't make a lot of sense, so I'm not gonna sit with that theory for too long. It's just a very strange thing that happened to me, and I've always wondered before, like, how do people forget their own age? That's how you do it. You just get a weird momentary lapse. You don't hold the age number in your head in that split second, because that's how I'd done it before. I would just hold the age number. I'm 23, just in case anyone ever asks. It's in this tiny little corner of my brain, and if prompted, I can present them with that information. But for some reason on Christmas, that whole thing was just turned completely off. Very strange. The term brain fart might come to mind. I don't really like that term, mostly because of its overuse. I'm very against overuse of certain things, and I just tend to shy away from the popular. Hence why this show has less than 100 subscribers, so congratulations to me. Who are we going to call first? I think we're going to call my wife. We'll see if she's asleep or not. Let's get her up on the thing. My plan is, if people don't pick up, I'm going to do something really funny with their voicemail box.
Hello?
Hello?
You can hear me.
I can hear you.
That's very good news. I've started the show. This isn't a test. We are live.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Are you embarrassed?
I've been bamboozled.
Did you get your hair did?
Yeah.
Perfect for this audio-only program. I've decided that when people pick up the phone, I discussed this with you already. I'll just recap it. If people pick up the phone, I'm going to ask them if they agree with me on how much of a dog shit year it was. And if they don't pick up, I'm going to do something really funny to their voicemail box, like pretend I'm Saw or a Navy SEAL. Or Captain America. I don't know. Anything could happen.
That's awesome. So what question do you have?
I think the answer's pretty obvious for you, but do you agree with me that this was a dog shit year?
Oh, yes.
100%. 105%.
110%.
Oh my gosh, 110? Nobody pulls out.
Do you agree?
I'm glad we're agreed on that.
Susie agrees, too. She's right next to me.
Oh, Susie does? Does she want to say hello?
Susie wanted to say hi?
Susie,
she said that she pooped.
What'd she say?
She said she'll pass. She's being kind of coy right now.
Okay. They must have treated her a little bit better in some secret way that we don't know about.
Maybe. She's just there.
Yeah. But how are you doing?
Hi. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not dying. So,
that's me clapping. I don't know how that sounds over the phone.
It sounds like clap.
Oh, good.
Both.
That sounded like a pebble falling into a lake. I didn't catch it.
I said mostly.
Mostly. Okay. And there's only so much we can ask for with this terrible cell phone video quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really pushing the boundaries of broadcasting here. We did get a little bit of a stipend, I guess, for the show this recent Christmas. So maybe we can upgrade our telecommunication abilities with the friends who don't happen to be in the room.
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I want to push a little bit more into, not necessarily into video, but I just want people not in the room to be able to talk to us better. I think that's going to be my plan for the next year. It's not a New Year's resolution, because I think those are silly.
But, I agree.
Yeah.
Is this your plan for the new year?
What's my plan?
Yeah, to get new stuff.
I really don't know what the plan is yet, so I still need to do some research, but the overarching big plan is buy things. Hello?
Well, thanks for calling. My hair is wet. I have to go.
Okay. Yeah, that's a
I'm
very
just
important.
Kidding.
Just kidding, you're leaving, or just kidding, your hair's wet?
Just kidding, my hair's not wet.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm glad you were able to say again.
All of you. I said I love you, and I love all of our beautiful listeners.
I love you, too. And they're very happy you've made you're making such a nice recovery.
Thank you. Who
Alrighty.
Else are you
going to
call?
You're the first person I called, so it's, let's see, I think I'm going to call Jared next, then Andrew, then Ben. Not necessarily in that order, but, you know, just everybody that's going to be with us in the Tri-Cities.
Sure, are you going to call Drew?
Yeah, I'm going to call Drew. I just didn't say his name. It's a long list.
Oh, okay. Sure, it is a long list.
Yeah, but it'll happen.
All right, well, I'll let you get to your list.
Alrighty. Love you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye. That's flesh-eating bacteria survivor Kirsty. She's doing a pretty good job. I have some... Ooh, that's annoying sounding. I got some pictures of... let's see. They closed up the giant hole in her stomach, finally. So she's making some good progress. Just very tired in general. I'm telling her, take all the naps you possibly can. And she's accepting that offer very wholeheartedly. Oh, and what was I saying? Oh, when I said who's joining us in the Tri-Cities, that whole thing, we're having a big fat New Year's Eve party somewhere in Eastern Washington. I've never actually known where Drew is residing currently. I know it's just somewhere in the fucking desert. And we're all going to meet him out there. All the people that have been on the show previously, minus a few others that haven't been on in an extremely long time, but what I would consider our regular cast, we're all going to finally be in the same room together after at least 2 years of that not happening. So it's going to be really great. I don't think I'm not really planning on bringing any of the studio stuff with me, because it's not going to be a Friday and we got other shit to do, like making Jaeger bombs or whatever. Who are we going to call next? Let's see, do we want to try? I'm going to try Jared. He's supposed to be at a family Christmas right now. He may or may not pick up, so might have to make something up here.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh,
please,
no!
Please, try your call again later.
Oh, that's... I can't even do something funny to your voice box. Oh, missed opportunity. Maybe that's what I'll bug him about when we're on the right in the Tri-Cities. Get your voicemail box set up so I can prank call you. Because honestly, like, who... I don't think he's that busy of a guy. I understand he works and plays Red Dead Redemption and reads sometimes, but, you know, that's not all of his time. He's got a... He could set aside a couple... Oh, he texted back. At Christmas, what's up? Oh, all right. Well, I'll settle for this. I'll text him back live. At Christmas, what's up? Just calling everyone in the group for the show. It would be nice if I could have... Shit. It would be nice if I could have left something in your voicemail, but I'll settle... I'll settle for reading your texts on the air. This is probably the worst thing I've ever done on the show, is reading while I type. He asked, at Christmas, what's up? As I suspected. I say, just calling everyone in the group for the show. It would be nice if I could have left something in your voicemail, but I'll settle for reading your texts on the air. So, I'm really hoping he gives us something back. He may also be shwasted. But it's his family. I don't really know if they drink or not. I'm sure he shares. Come on, Jared. Give me something good. Or call me back. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's see. And we're also doing the Secret Santa over in the Tri-Cities when we get over there. Hopefully everybody's got it. Drew was in charge of getting the names out to everybody. I saw him typing a lot when we all drew pieces of paper towel out of this empty candy jar on my windowsill. So, I think it's going to get done. It's pretty fun. Hopefully Ben gets something. Let's see. Jared says, ha ha, gotcha. All right, so that's all we're getting out of him. No phone calls from Jared. Who's up next on the list, man? Who's up next on the list, man? I lost my way. We're calling Andrew. Let's call Andrew next. I have a feeling he's going to agree with me with my question. He may also be working.
Yeller.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey.
I'm calling everybody.
Are you in Woodland or are you in Tri-Cities on the air?
No, I'm in Woodland. I'm not going to the Tri-Cities until the 30th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When are you getting up there?
I can't. I got to work New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Yep.
Okay, well, we got to figure out what's going to happen with the Secret Santa presents. Have you mailed yours?
Yeah, I was wondering, where can I mail the one that I got for someone?
For someone's secret.
I was thinking about just mailing it to Drew's.
Yeah, you could probably do that. I don't know if it's going to make it, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it will either.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Maybe... I'll just probably mail it to him direct.
Yeah, that's probably fine. I mean, unless you want to overnight it, but that shit's expensive.
Yeah, it's real expensive.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just calling everybody in the group. And I'm posing a basic question to them if they pick up the phone. If they don't pick up the phone, I'm planning on leaving them a fun, wacky voicemail, which I haven't had to do yet. So it's been pretty successful so far.
All right, so what's the question?
The question is, do you agree with me in that 2018 was a dog shit year?
dog shit being
bad.
Crappy, worst one we've had in a long time.
Yes.
Yes.
Worst one in memory.
Yes.
Good. I have a consensus.
I would rather have the memory of falling in the fire than what has happened so far this year.
Wow. Well, thankfully you do have that memory,
yeah.
So maybe you can just focus on the memory of the fire, and that will dull all the other pain.
Yeah, tried. Usually, alcohol helps a lot more than the thinking of shit.
Oh yeah, I know the feeling. I finally finished all the alcohol in that alien head. Now I want another alien head.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have to raid Area 51 in order for me to get some booze again.
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, boy, that would be a hell of a court-martial. Has anyone ever been court-martialed for, like, trying to self-invade Area 51, or are you not allowed to disclose that information?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. I really hope that happens. Also, how do court-martials work?
It's just like a regular court of law.
But the judge doesn't wear a robe?
Nope. Judge wears a uniform, jury wears a uniform.
Okay. Yeah, no, wait, no, what's that one?
Of course, Mark.
What's the one that fucking Nicholson is, No Good Men? Isn't that what it's called?
A Few Good Men?
Oh, yeah, okay, I guess there's a few of them. Yeah, that one, I remember, they were wearing all the uniforms.
Where it's like, you can't handle the truth?
Yeah, I am thinking of the right thing.
That's court-martial.
Okay, I'm just, yeah. I've only
that's,
seen it once.
Court-martial.
Okay, so let's keep you away from that situation, because I don't know if, I don't know how well it would go. You might go the Nicholson way.
I got a good lawyer.
You actually have
a
lawyer?
I got a good lawyer that I could have on my side.
Who's your lawyer?
Yeah. I've got a few of them.
Really? That's cool. Anyone I know?
Yeah. Not really, no.
Okay.
I had to get him for work to do, like, wills and then fight shit with the community I live in and stuff like that.
Okay. Because I was imagining that these lawyers were people that we went to school with, and they became lawyers, and that's how you know them, but this is just like, okay, past experience.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, as a necessity.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me on that point. It's a shame that you have to agree with me, but I'm really hoping that this next year will be tons better.
I agree. I hope it is, too.
Do you think it will be? Are you getting that vibe, or does it seem unsure? I'm pretty unsure.
I'm pretty sure it's going to suck.
Okay. Well, don't start off the pessimist route. You got to have the point the positive energy towards it. That's how I lost 10 pounds.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I do.
I think it's only going to suck just because of my job. The only reason I think it's going to suck. Start off the year going into straight 12-hour days.
Ooh,
7
shit.
7 days a week for a month.
7 days for a month?
So it's...
Okay, that's
still
not...
7 days a week. Straight 12s every single day for a month.
That's still not great. You know,
It doesn't start off here.
It
still doesn't start off good for the year.
No, that sounds awful. I was reading something earlier today about, do you know what, you know what Skylab is?
Sounds familiar.
Skylab was like the proto International Space Station. It only held like 3 or 4 people. And, it was Skylab 4, all 3 astronauts on board there. This was like 1979. This was all their first flight, and they were getting sick and tired of, they had to do 16-hour days on that thing. And so one day, they just shut off their comm link to ground control and just said, we're taking a break, we're taking the day off. It was the first space mutiny. So,
nice.
I think you should start a water mutiny.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, it's kind of easier to catch you when you're on just one boat.
Yeah. When you're one person in the entire sky, the entire world, you're not going to get caught.
Yeah.
When you're on one person on 500 feet of steel, you're probably going to get caught.
Probably. But I thought I would just, you know, give you that little bit of inspiration, plant that seed, find your rebellion, turn that year around for yourself, okay?
Down. Gonna try.
Alrighty. I gotta move on down That's the adventure. List. I gotta move on down the list, but it was great talking to you.
Alrighty. Tell everybody hi for me.
Will do. I'll drink something for you. I'm sorry you can't make it, but we'll call you or something when we're all there. We'll probably set up a Skype connection. Or wait, how late are you working? Like, through midnight?
Like, till 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? Fucking A. Okay.
From 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. 7 a.m. New Year's Eve to 8 a.m. New Year's Day.
Goddamn. And is there any way you'll be able to, like, sneak away and get a phone call?
Nope. I can't have my phone down there with me.
Shit. Okay.
I'll be working in the secured area.
Ah, shit. Yeah, you gotta wear the tinfoil hats down there, huh?
Pretty much.
Damn. Okay, well, maybe
I do gotta wear a thing that monitors how much radiation I collect.
No shit, you wear your own Geiger counter?
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty cool. I want a Geiger counter.
It's a little black thing with a little silver dot on the front of it, and it just measures how much radiation we have, and then we send them in, and they get tested, and it's like, okay, this is how much radiation you received this year.
Maybe you should just, ooh, here's what you do. Okay. You know, all
microwave
those...
Microwave it? I already thought about that.
Say again?
Said microwave it? I already thought about that one.
I wasn't thinking microwave. That may not be enough. I was thinking, you find an antique store somewhere around the base, and you look for a clock that was made, like, before 1950, because it should be painted with radium.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, find yourself some radium. Throw off those numbers. Get the gear off.
That'd be cool. I just think it'd be a little weird having a radiological clock in my house.
It would be kind of strange. Yeah, you'd want to point it towards the wall. It would just be known as the clock we don't touch or look at or talk about.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. All right, so we'll do all that stuff for
you. You find one, you let me know.
Okay, we'll do. I'll start checking Craigslist. Maybe we'll pre-record something and send it to you once the clock hits 12. How's that sound?
That works, man. I hope you guys enjoy, and really wish you could be out there this year.
Yeah, we wish you could, too. But we'll find a way to share it with you, all right?
All right, man. You take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Nice, wholesome phone call. Thank you, Andrew, for not working tonight. That sucks about the New Year's night, though. I wasn't completely serious about the mutiny. Those are kind of hard to pull off. That Skylab thing was real. I was just reading that today. Kind of cool that they didn't really get away with it. They never got to go into space again. You know, maybe that wasn't their plan. 16-hour days are fucking long. I've never worked a 16-hour day in my life. I hope I never have to. Let's see. Who should we call next? Oh, gosh. Excuse me. Little baby burps. You ever get those burps when you haven't eaten anything? It's almost like your stomach is crying out extra loud for some food to be put in it. I'm noticing the mechanics of my body a lot more lately. Like, when you don't put food in, like, you just feel kind of gross and you get a little sweaty. And then I can, feel the food processing through my body. It's disgusting. I didn't say it was fun, just interesting. So if anybody else out there can literally feel the food moving through their body sometimes, let me know. I don't know how much I would like to talk about it with you, but we could talk about it for a little bit, at least. Let's call Drew next. No idea if this guy will pick up or not. So far, we've had pretty good luck. I'm going to count on him.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Drew's driving, so I just answered.
Oh, that's okay. As long as you're on speakerphone, because you guys are on the air.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Not much. Oh, I'm pretending to be everyone else in the studio. I'm the only one here.
Here, I'll put you on speakerphone, too.
Okay, cool.
You're on the show,
hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. I'm doing a solo show. I'm just calling everyone in the group as, like, our New Year's recap.
Say that one more time?
I'm calling everyone in the group for kind of a New Year's recap. I'm asking, like, just one question and then some general chit-chat.
Okay.
And the question is...
I'll ask you. Go ahead.
The question is, do you agree with me in that 2018 was a dog shit year?
Do I agree that 2018 was a dog shit year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to say yes, for many multitudes of reasons, both personal and international.
All right. This is great. So far, I have a complete consensus from everybody. I only have Ben to call left.
The only question is, was it shittier than the year before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd say so. 100%.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, we're excited to get over there for the New Year's Eve party. I did just talk to Andrew a little bit ago. He said he's not going to make it. He's working through midnight New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So... I was trying to figure.
Yeah, sorry, service out here is not great, and then with the car too, I'm trying to hear everything that's going on. So,
okay, am I even audible at this point?
A little. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I was trying to figure out. So Drew knows who all got Secret Santa. Could
more or less.
Could Andrew mail his present to your house and expect the intended person to receive it, or should he send it somewhere else?
Actually, I'm not sure who Andrew has, so I'm not 100% certain.
Okay.
In worst cases, he could mail it to our house, and if it's not for us, we can mail it to whoever it goes to.
I guess.
Yeah, it'll just be a week late. I like it when Christmas is a week late sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was also trying to figure out, how do we let him... should we send him something that we record once the clock strikes 12 or something? Because he's not going to be able to pick up his phone. He's going to be next to a nuclear reactor or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I'd say probably, yeah, just let's record something and send it to him in a care package because we got to mail his present too.
Yeah, we had him, one of us had him for Secret Santa.
Okay. Yeah, we could stick something in there. Maybe I'll bring, I don't know if he has anything to play a CD. Should I bring a CD? No, that's terrible. That's a bad idea.
Put something off. I'm driving send it to him or something.
That's better. Okay, maybe we'll do that. So we have...
We're going to find something. Wink, wink.
What does that mean?
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Okay. It'll be...
Popcorn.
It'll make more sense once we're all in the same room. Well, we have the start of a plan. That's the most we could ask for.
That works.
All right, I'll let you drive. Thanks for picking up the phone and helping me fill some time here.
Yeah, no problem.
All righty.
Let's have a good show.
All righty, you do.
Bye.
See ya Sunday.
Yep, see you Sunday.
Bye. All right. So far, it's going pretty good. I can't believe everyone thinks it's a dog shit year. Nobody had a good one. That kind of tells you something about, well, maybe not necessarily the world psyche, but... You know, just a crummy time for everybody. The stage is set. We're ready for a good one. Let's call Ben. We'll just round it out here. Ben is the least likely to pick up, in my opinion. So we'll see where this goes. Go. I gotta make something up now.
Hey, you've reached Ben. Leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Benjamin, I am the ghost of Christmas. Not of Christmas past or future or any of that shit. Just plain old Christmas. You see, the Christmas spirit is dead, and it is up to you to save it. You must find these items 3. The antler of a deer, the dust of a fairy, and the hair of a Sasquatch, and you must take them to the North Pole to rebuild Santa's workshop and the spirit of Christmas, consequently. Good luck on your mission, and a happy new year. I don't know what the fuck that was, but I think it went okay. I warned you guys something like that was gonna happen. Let's see. Do I want to try and fill 30 minutes of this? I'm not really sure. Solo shows. They're strange, right? Solo shows, I think, are actually better to have something planned out. It's easier to do a non-scripted show when there's multiple people. But, oh, I forgot to ask Ben the question. Well, he can't answer anyway, so fuck it. So, general consensus seems to be 2018. Dog shit year. Put a rubber stamp on that. Whoop. Confirmed. It was bad for a multitude of reasons. I wish it could have been better. But, you know, we'll just remember that as the year that everything was shitty. Which means we've got lots of forward momentum potential going forward into 2019. I just wanted to get to 2020 because that sounds like the most future-y year for me, and maybe Elon Musk will build the flying cars. I don't know. It's all up to that guy. Elon. Yeah. No, he's like our Earth Superman, I think. I don't really know. He just builds cool shit. I'm not going to immediately claim him as savior of the planet. I'm not going to claim anyone as that. Don't you dare. You know, I think I'm just going to wrap this up. That kind of gives you the feel of everything going on. But I have all the excuses in the world. And I just have a wife that I should go home to, because I'm sure she's very tired and would prefer to have someone next to her to be tired with. So, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up with our usual song. Here's hoping to a better 2019. No, I'll save that for the end. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, and watch it too, at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table? Why, yes, I do have one. 2018 sucked. 2019 will be better. I hope that I will have time to try and do some new things with this show. Maybe try a little bit of outreach. Get some attention cast over to us. Anything can happen. 8-year anniversary is coming up in January, so I feel like we should start making some pushes here and there before the 10th. Maybe get an over 100 subscriber count. Who knows? And big thanks to my grandparents to helping keep the show alive. They were the benefactors in that stipend that I mentioned earlier. So we'll see how it goes for 2019. I'm sorry this show is so weird, but you know, it's extenuating circumstances. It'll get better once the calendar goes away. All right. We should be back next week. I'll let you know if we're not. Party on, everybody.